Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Garth Lagerwey is the president of Atlanta United. Their next match is against Minnesota on Saturday. Pregame 6:30, kicks at 7:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Garth, first and foremost, like, I think we're kind of just searching for answers and results, right? I mean, it's not as if we're playing terrible, but can you put your finger on why we haven't been able to get these results?
No, look, if you would have told me before the season that we were going to score one goal in our first four road games, I would have told you that's not our problem, right? I mean, we finished last season second in the league in scoring, and we were one of the bottom teams in defense. And now we're tied for the fewest goals allowed in the league, which is, you know, that was the area we set out to improve. That's gotten a lot better. But now we're not scoring. But the underlying numbers are still really good. We should be scoring. We're generating expected goals. We're generating chances. So, look, we got nine games in May and between Open Cup and regular season, and I think we're going to revert to the mean, meaning the goals are going to start coming here pretty soon.
Garth, on the flip side, Brad is playing like he's 25 again. How excited have you been to see what he's been able to bring to the club?
It's been a renaissance for him. It's really been great. And look, there's some research that suggests that a serious injury like an Achilles takes really 2 years to be completely back from. And we've really seen him just move better than he was able to do last year. And I think that's a big help. And look, with his presence back there, I think that helps everybody on the back line. We're better organized. We're more confident. And we've been able to play, at this point, five different center backs in front of Brad. And we've been consistently good. Efren Morales making his professional debut in Chicago. And we get a shutout. We get a clean sheet.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I mean, going into the season, I remember we had Brad on the show. We were down at Mercedes-Benz, and, you know, he was like, look, I'm healed. I'm ready to go. I'm a competitor. And we were talking about you guys bringing in competition. And I even think we asked you, Garth. It's Garth Lagerwey, guys, president of Atlanta United. You said competition is good, but, you know, you weren't going to make any haste decisions. And I think, you know, making the decision to have Brad start and doing what he's doing, it's been a plus, even though, as we said, the results are not there. I think that's one thing we can put our finger on and say that's been a plus.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's right. And I think Bartosz Sliszcz has really given us a better structure in the middle of the field defensively. I think we can continue to grow there, but I really think he's getting better week over week. I mean, he may have been our man of the match in this most recent game. So, you know, really happy, you know, with that. And look, the center backs, for as much flux as they've been in, as a group, they've been very consistent as well. And I think that's really what it came down to is we needed structure and we needed consistency. And we had to have a team-wide commitment to playing defense. And I think we've done that. So to some degree, we've done the heavy lifting on the team part, the hard work, the playing together stuff. Now we got to get, you know, kind of the icing on the cake, which is, okay, we're doing some pretty stuff going forward, but we got to score the goals.
You mentioned a couple of near misses in the past couple of matches. Is there one guy or a couple of guys that you can point out that from what you've seen in their play that you feel like are just poised, ready to break out?
I mean, Thiago Almada's got to be on top of that list, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the underlying numbers are there. You know, but this is the guy that was, you know, in the MVP finalist last year, right? So your expectations for him are sky high. And look, he was fantastic for Argentina in Olympic qualifying in the spring. And, you know, he's playing well. The ball, you know, case in point, you know, he gets the breakaway in Chicago and hits the bar, right? And so he's just missed a couple of times, and he had the goal a week ago, and hopefully that's a sign of he's slowly breaking through. And once he gets going, and Gigi's Giakoumakis has been banged up, and we had to get those two guys in the field together. At the end of the day, those are our best players. Those are the guys that we pay the big bucks to as our designated players, and you know that those are the guys that have to shoulder the load, so to speak. And you know, other guys like Saba, you know, the underlying numbers are very good. He should revert to the mean. He's had a couple of balls saved now that, you know, were really, really good saves from the goalkeeper. And I really think with the amount of effort Saba's putting in, he's going to come good here real soon.
More Falcons conversation coming up, more about the draft and also the Braves here on Dukes and Bell. Let me ask you about how you guys view what you're going to do with the roster for U.S. Open Cup after this Minnesota match. How do you weigh that and playing time and minutes, et cetera?
Yeah, look, I think we first got to see how we come through health-wise. You know, given the amount of games, you know, we played this Saturday, but literally we got 9 games in 30 days starting on Saturday.
Yep.
So you're really going to have to be sensitive to rotations over more than just an Open Cup game. You know, what do you look like for what will be a 3-game MLS week the week after that? So just a ton. We're going to need everybody to answer your question. You know, for both tournaments, and obviously we got a home game to start the U.S. Open Cup tournament, which is great, against the lower division team. So it's an opportunity for us to succeed in advance, and hopefully we can do that.
Garth, sort of along the same vein as the question Carl just asked, internally as an organization with the different cups going on and honestly the expansion of the different cups that are coming to be made available for MLS and its clubs, how do you view the Open Cup compared to winning what is considered the equivalent of the Lombardi, of the Stanley Cup, the MLS trophy?
Yeah, look, I think for us it's a pretty clear ranking. MLS Cup is, that's what we play for. That's what we get out of bed thinking about. You know, if you win an MLS Cup and you get a chance to compete in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, that's really worth doing. You know, only one MLS team's won that in the last 20 years. Columbus is taking a shot at it. They play tomorrow night in the semifinal. You know, you have Leafs Cup. That was a tremendous success, both from an Apple subscriber perspective but also from a rivalry perspective. I think people really enjoy the games between the American teams and the Mexican teams in particular, and I think that's a really important way to grow our fan base. And then if we're honest, the Open Cup is probably after that, and it's a place where our young players are to some degree, are going to get a chance. As I said, when you got 9 games in a month, everybody's got a chance. Everybody's going to play, and you're going to see rotation on both sides of the ledger. But with the Open Cup, you know, that's a place where your young players need to step up to some degree and show that they belong.
Garth, always good to talk with you, man. Let's get a dub on Saturday against Minnesota. Again, pregame 6:30, kicks at 7:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Before we go, though, your thoughts on the pick? What'd you think? Falcons?
Look, as a loyal Falcons employee over here, you know, I got to support the Brain Trust. And, you know, I get to talk to Terry, but not about who he's picking in the draft, let me put it that way. So I support those guys, and I'm positive that they thought of every angle, and there's a method to what they're doing, and certainly excited about the team they're building. And you know, that quarterback room looks a lot better to me than it was a year ago.
No doubt. Appreciate it. Good stuff, Garth. Take care.
All right. See you guys.
You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.